attempt to reach his third ATP Masters 1000 final. Tomorrow will be his fifth overall semifinal in an ATP Masters 1000 tournament. All right, questions? Craig?
Milosh, how do you feel? What was it like playing that match?
I feel, obviously, all sorts of good. Obviously, there was a lot of up and down through that match, and all I could ask of myself was just keep competing and sort of hope to find a way, and I got fortunate a few times, and it worked out.
Joel?
Milos, what do you think it's been in your game the last year that's allowed you to play a match this well?
I think it's just constant improvement. I think I have a better understanding dealing with experiences of playing Roger, Rafa, and Novak many times over the last 12 months specifically, because I've been always sort of pushing to later stages of the bigger tournaments, and normally it's them that I'm playing at those moments. So just give me a sense of, okay, what do I want to do different this time than the last few times, and it worked out today.
Does that experience of playing those top players, does it translate into more calm in the tighter moments, or is it just about tactics and knowledge and things like that?
Well, I think when you have knowledge, when you have an understanding, it gives you some kind of peace. It gives you some kind of calm during a match that you can really believe and understand what you need to do to find the solutions.
She said, you wanted to give yourself a sense of what you can do differently against these guys, or Nadal. What do you mean by, what did you do differently?
Well, I think it's having a better, say, match judgment of when to sort of try to step up, when you can sort of hold back, which moments it's good enough just to sort of play it through, not get too caught up in the person you're playing, and respect them, but not give them too much overwhelming respect or face through tennis.
Craig?
The three match points, what was your feeling on those occasions, the mental approach to each of those? Because you remained pretty cut, well, looked like you remained pretty cut.
To be honest with you, at the moments when I was playing those match points, it didn't really feel like match points. It was just like another point that I was trying to get through. I can only remember one that he sort of gifted me a second serve return with his forehand, but I don't even remember the last two. It's just sort of going through the paces at that moment of what do I need to do now, not really signifying it as a match point.
Ben?
A sort of lighter note, it's about to be your 1 year anniversary with the sleeve. I'm just wondering if you could reflect on the time you two have spent together and what struck you.
The sleeve's been loyal. It's all you can ask from a significant other, and it makes me feel good.
A constant effort to remain calm and not go over the top happy after this kind of thing, because it seems you're always pretty positive, you're not going fist pumping or anything. Is it just you, or do you make this effort not to get away?
No, it's just the way I am. It's really great what I was able to do today, and I'm very happy with it, but I don't let myself get caught up, because this isn't where it ends. There's a lot more that I want to achieve this week, so it's always about what do I need to do next to get better, and it's always been like that, not just throughout tournaments, but throughout when I've done well and I've gotten my ranking up and had new milestones there. It's always, okay, what's next? And just the way I think.
Can you talk about the prospects of playing Roger, especially playing Roger after a great win today against Rafa? How are you going to have to get yourself up and ready to play another legend?
Yeah, it's. I think I have a good understanding of what I need to do against Roger. Obviously, that's the easiest part, understanding it rather than doing it. But I think the last three times we've played, I've sort of been able to change fortunes a little bit, especially one that was important to me in Paris. Even the other two, I didn't play well at the start of the matches in London and in Brisbane, but I was able to find a way to fight myself back into those matches and give myself some opportunities. So I just gotta keep calm, keep collected, and just try to figure out solutions and adjustments as they come.
What do you think would say for you and your progress if you get back-to-back wins against players like Roger and Rafa?
obviously would be a great thing, but that's just a side note. It's, it doesn't matter what it means, it's just about winning tomorrow and trying to find a way to win.
Milish, when you look back on that Brisbane match, what were your big takeaways after? Because it was a great match, well competed, you were hitting the ball massively, but just came up a little bit short. What was the takeaway from that?
I especially like playing one of the top guys, was the first time I really, being a set and a breakdown, get myself sort of a second breath of chance in a match. So that was a big thing to take away from it. It was also important in the sense that for most of the part, it was my mobility, my movement, and my ground stroking that kept me alive in that match and gave me opportunities. At the beginning of the third set, I don't think I served that great that match, so I think it gives me something that I want to do differently this time around.
Milos, everybody was talking about the potential semifinal with the Big Four. Is it nice to upset the apple cart a little bit?
I guess because you just want to prove people wrong in that sense. It has some good feel to that, but I can't control what people say. I just try to sort of get in my own system, in my own bubble, and focus on things that I do have control over.
My question was going to be sort of similar to that. These four guys have been represented as being really firm at the top. And do you see them as a group still as sort of a ceiling you have to break through in order to make that next step? Or is it all just every man for himself?
I think it's every man for himself. I think you've had probably the last 18 months different storylines for all four guys. I don't think it's been the same storyline like it was for many years before. So it's an individual sport. I don't think those guys are like, hey guys, let's make semifinals with four of us this week, you know. But it's going out there one at a time. You don't have to be the best player in the tournament every day. You just got to be better than the player on the other side.
Any more questions?
George, for a while, Rafa was the top player that you like the least to play. What do you feel today? Is there one player that you like less to play than others, or that you feel more or less comfortable with?
I don't think it's a comfort. I think just Rafa's the player, just because he's so different from everybody else, that demands probably the biggest adjustment to. He's out of those big four or three, you know, he's the left-handed player. He's the guy that's going to try to get the ball up on you. He's the one that will actually stand really far back on important moments as well. You know, he'll do all those things. So I think he is the most uncomfortable because he is the most different out of the pack. But obviously, all three, four guys just make life difficult for everybody, just in their own way.
Ben, just wondering, when he's standing like pretty much behind the line judges to return your serve, do you ever think of going under him?
No. I think I respect my serve enough that I overhand is the way I should go.
It would probably work though.
Maybe it would, but it would be pretty ugly if it didn't.
Second.
Two things. One of them was with the return of serve. Sometimes he stood way back behind Indian Wells, and other times he also moved right up on the baseline. Were you aware that he was changing it up on the return position on your serve?
Yeah, you could tell, especially, I don't know if it was just because the shadow came over the court, the ball starts bouncing less. At that point, the temperature dropped. That's when he was standing closer in. Second set, most of it, he was standing pretty far back. But he was changing it all the time. I think it's the right thing to do against, let's say, a big server. You have to, especially if they get in a rhythm, to make them change. Even if it's not a big server, you do it pretty much against anybody who has a few second serve returns that I would go back on. There was some I tried staying on, you know, and you try to give yourself a chance and put yourself in the best position to win.
And the other thing is Nadal the toughest player to play physically? I mean, that was a long match on a hot day. Would he be the guy that you would not pick, let's say, out of the top guys who are ahead of you to face with length of match and as hot as it was?
No, I think Novak can just run you just as much. Roger can get pretty exhausting because he plays quick in between points, so you never really get a gasp. I think they all have their ways, but they all know how to tire a person out or how to make life difficult. They just go about it in different ways. I think Rafa just really puts out physically and emotionally more expresses to everybody the effort than other guys, but I think they'll just work just as hard and try just as hard in matches. Yeah, no, but I think it's the same. I think it can seem that way because of the way he expresses himself.
Our last question.
When you see players standing that far back against your serve, does it kind of give you confidence that they have to do that? They have to stand behind and they have to, you know, wait and try and get your serve back?
Yeah, it does. It gives you a sort of a comfort knowing that you're disturbing that rhythm. But at the same time, it makes you just a little bit more conscious on what you need to do. Obviously, you approach those moments a little bit differently than you approach if somebody's standing in all the time. So you just try to sort of, I guess, as much as you can in sport, calculate what you need to do. Thank you.
Thank you.